Nebraska Extension Almanac.
The United Nations has declared 2025 to be the International Year of the Cooperatives, highlighting the vital role cooperatives play in economic development and community resilience. On today's Almanac, UNL Cooperative Development Specialist Cindy Holden discusses the importance of cooperatives in Nebraska's rural communities.
We're known a lot for our grocery store work, which, you know, Lynch, Emerson, Hayes Springs, Elwood, Stapleton, you know, these stories within our Nebraska collaboration and within some of the work we've done, they've really made impacts in their communities. You know, these have helped alleviate food deserts. They've built wealth in communities. They've created jobs. It's an impact of a business, but it's not just a business in a community. It's a business that is owned and supported by the community. And even stores that or communities we've worked with that haven't formed an actual cooperative business, through our conversations within the communities, we help them become more collaborative. You know, the grocery store may be owned by a couple, but the community understands their responsibility to support the business and be and collaborate as a community for the success of their downtown. We see grocery stores forming in communities through our cooperative efforts. And then the next thing we see is there's a coffee shop, or there is a, in Stapleton, they have a, it's a ceramic shop where you can go in and paint ceramics and have a glass of wine. We see things sprout up in communities because communities are learning to work together to build their own wealth and their own ecosystem around their local economy, which is exciting to see as an economist, because you want the ecosystem to build itself from the ground up. And you're seeing people realize what they can accomplish by working together. Cooperatives exist solely to meet their members' needs. So they're member owners. So, you know, whether it's a grocery store in Stapleton, Nebraska, or a home care worker cooperative in Arapahoe, Nebraska, or a child care group in Norfolk, Nebraska, they exist to meet the need of the group that's come together to form them. And their focus isn't just bringing a return on investment. Now, they have to be profitable. They have to make money. And we want these cooperatives to build wealth within their communities. But that's not their sole focus. It's about building a community around a common need or cause. Cooperatives do have access to some special treatments under U.S. tax codes, which do provide them some advantages not typically available to investor-owned cooperatives. We call it the subchapter sub T, not an accountant, but it does give them an advantage over an LLC model. And because cooperatives are owned and operated by their local members, they keep all their resources within their community, and they're guided by the values of those members. So it's not Cindy Holden going in and saying, you should operate your business like this. It's the group of community leaders in that community creating a business that represents them and their values. Decisions are made democratically, or the word we use more frequently, through a method called sociocracy. Each member has an equal say in how the cooperative moves forward. And there's a lot of conversations that occur and conflict. And I know we all are conflict avoiders, but conflict can create some great conversations about what should we look like? What should we have? What kind of a world do we want to leave for our children? And these cooperatives create those conversations in a positive way.
Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from the FarmCast podcast offered by UNL's Center for Ag Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.